I don't think the Morels are 100% in full swing right now, do you?
And while the weather got real fruity there, I think they're doing pretty good. Them pheasant backs are almost, well, most of them are too big. You got to scrape the pores out of them, off underneath of them before I cook them. And I'll probably slice them lengthways and then, you know, cube them up and make a stir fry. Because if you leave those after they've got the spores, if you leave those on that type of mushroom with them being that big, you can only do them up about 3-4 inches. I guess it's like eating a dish rag.
Yeah, no thanks. Hard pass on that. We're just gonna have to start growing some damn mushrooms.
A handful of gold meisters and one great big giant morel, and then all them pheasant backs, and there's only like 4 of them, I think, that are smaller than 4. And then, so I'm gonna try to dice them up, see how it goes. If I can't, then I'm gonna scrape the, they're like a, I don't remember what they call that type. They don't have the gills, they got the pore holes.
Yeah, I think that's a turkey tail, isn't it?
The name of the mushroom, but I don't know what that type of mushroom, the polypore or something, they got a name for it. They don't, they're not gills, they're different type of underside. But I'll scrape them down, and first I'm going to try to just snap them. If they snap, then I know they're edible, right? So I'll do that first, wash them up, and then do that. And if I got to scrape them down and get the meat separate from those pores, then I'll do it that way. I've never processed them. I don't know what I'm doing with them.
Well, that would make 2 of us. Yeah, I don't have a clue.